Father, we know our position before you. Our position before you is that on our own we are guilty. We are guilty of great offense against you. And we know, Lord God, that you reconcile sinful man to yourself through the blood of your Son. And I pray that as we remember him around his table this day, you would enable us to interact with your word well, to remember him well for who he is. Lord, we pray it to your glory, and we pray it in his name. Amen. As we come to our time around the Lord's table this morning, we're going to be using a passage that will help us remember Jesus in terms of the Father's testimony about Jesus. So if you have your Bibles, would you turn with me to Matthew 17? We're going to be looking at verses 4 and 5 together. Jesus has taken Peter and James and John up to a high mountain, and he is praying. And as he's praying, the appearance of his face begins to change, and his clothing becomes white and gleaming. Moses and Elijah appear in verse 3, and Jesus is talking with them. And Luke's account of this same story tells us what they're talking about. What they're talking about is the culmination of the Old Testament law and prophecies. That is, that God would provide a means of salvation through the one great high priest, his son Jesus Christ. Peter sees what is happening, and he inserts himself into this divine conversation. So let's read verses 4 and 5 together. And as we do, just take note of God's testimony about Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three tabernacles here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Peter's thinking and Peter's understanding is off here. He puts Jesus in the same class as Moses and Elijah. He says, "I'll make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Notice how quickly the Father interjects. He interjects while Peter is still speaking. And he says three things about Jesus. First, he says, "This is my Son. This man is my Son." In the reading from Hebrews 1 this morning, we heard the exact representation of God's nature that Jesus is. The radiance of his glory. God is saying, "This is my Son." But not only is he my Son, he is my beloved Son. He always has been, and he forever will be, in a perfect, self-giving love relationship with me. That sets him distinct and apart from every other man as well. And finally, he says, "I am well pleased in this man. I am pleased in this man in a way that I would never be pleased in anybody else, because he is the atoning sacrifice through which I will reconcile sinners to myself. And that gives me great pleasure." So that's how we want to remember Jesus this morning. We want to remember him as the beloved Son of God who came to this earth to give his life in a substitutionary death so that he could reconcile sinful man to a holy God. And that is why we remember Jesus this morning this way. If you are here this morning and Jesus is understood in those terms to you, that he is the Son of God, he is the one who is reconciling sinful man to God by his death on the cross in your place, and you have embraced him as your master, and you have embraced him as your Savior and Lord, would you remember him with us this morning? As the bread and the elements come to you, hold them for a moment and ponder the person that Jesus is, the Son of God, who's beloved by God, and in whom God is well pleased because of the work that he performed in your place at the cross. This is a time for Christians to remember Christ for who he is. If you are here this morning and you do not see Christ that way, either in terms of who he is, or perhaps you acknowledge who he is, but you will not submit yourself to him, Use this time as the others are remembering Christ to ponder what God says, the God who made you says about Jesus Christ, his son, that he is the only means by which sinful man is reconciled to himself. I will be available after the service. Any of the elders will be available as well. Or take the person next to you and ask them. Ask them what it is about Christ that makes him so winsome and so attractive. They have such peace and joy in their life sitting under his lordship over them. So men, come and serve us. When you are ready and prepared your hearts, take the elements on your own.